Scientists study Mars colonization. A little bit of duckweed and some inflatable houses could help turn the caves of Mars into a home for any future human visitors to the red planet. That's one of the topics on the agenda of a conference on Mars being held in Eugene recently. The Martian caves would protect humans from radiation and the severe weather, and may hold minerals, water, and ice the colonists could use for life support. Boston and other researchers attending the Mars Society convention are conducting experiments in caves on Earth to develop models for homes, farms, and research labs on Mars. The project began with an experiment to see whether the air on Mars could be modified into something people can breathe. The Martian atmosphere is very thin, but has a higher concentration of argon than Earth. A mixture of oxygen, argon, and other gases was pumped into a container holding two crickets. The insects didn't seem to be affected by the processed air. Similar tests were done on mice in a sealed cage, and the argon, again, did not appear to have any short-term health effects. Still, scientists can't be sure until they try the test on humans. For a later experiment, scientists created a habitat for two mice in a volcanic lava tube in central Oregon, an environment that resembles the caves researchers expect to find on Mars. Trays filled with water were wedged between the walls of the mouse habitat. Two aquatic plants, duckweed and water fern, floated on top of the water. Fluorescent lights powered by a solar panel outside the cave provided light for plant growth. The mice exhaled carbon dioxide, which the plants turned back into oxygen. After 2 days in the cave, the mice came out healthy but short of breath because the plants didn't produce enough oxygen. Scientists called duckweed the ideal Martian food. The plant has more protein per gram than soybeans and can double its mass in a day. Although the mouse trials aren't finished, researchers have designed a larger biosphere for humans, made out of the same kind of plastic and nylon material used for hot air balloons. "Mars is no longer a point in the sky," Boston said. "It's a place. The whole solar system is beckoning to us."